going upstairs and Dorothy would say, I'm blank to go upstairs.
Afraid.
Mm-hmm. And if a person, if you're not, or if another person is not afraid now, but she was before, you'd say, she blank to be afraid.
She used to be.
Mm-hmm. Or if she was not before, you'd say, she
is not afraid.
But in the past, she now is afraid, but she
never was.
With used to be, you used to be the first time.
Yes.
She
has been, had been. I don't know. All right.
You're doing what you would normally say. I wouldn't say these kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them sure are blank about using their turn signal.
Careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
funny.
All right. And another way to say that is
odd, queer.
All right. And when you use the word queer, what different meanings can that word have?
Unusual. Mm-hmm. She doesn't act like normal people.
All right. Would you ever use say he is a queer? Use it as a noun?
As applied to some people, yes.
All right. And what does it mean in that case?
To me, it would mean they, if it was a man, they did not act as normally men act.
Mm-hmm. Instead, they act?
Instead, they act more like women.
All right. If somebody makes up his mind and nothing anybody can say will make him change it, you'd say he's very
hard-headed.
If there's somebody who seems to be very sensitive and he likes to pull pranks and so on, but he doesn't like them to be pulled on him, you'd say he is really blank about other people's humor.
Well, I don't know that I'd say it like that. I'd say he can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Right. Or another way of saying something similar would be if he, someone loses his temper very easily. You'd say he's awfully
quick-tempered, high-tempered, or quick-tempered mostly.
And if everybody was in a burning building, I mean, if a number of people were in a burning building and you kind of took charge, you'd say, everybody, just telling them essentially not to panic, but not using those words, you'd say, everybody,
be calm.
All right. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say, I am very
tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you would say, I'm
exhausted.
If you were to use the word wear out in this expression, you'd say, Tom is all
worn out.
If someone came home early from school, because the nurse had sent him home, you'd say, he can't.